Can't complain. Two words that I heard my dad say often as I was growing up. He used those words to respond to people who said to him, "Hey, how you doing? Can't complain." I didn't think much about that until I was in middle school. And I began to wonder, I was taught that when someone asked me how I was doing, I was supposed to say, "Good, and you?" But my dad would say, "Can't complain." Now, having lived in his house, I know that there are things about which he could complain and would complain. That's part of life, isn't it? We complain. In fact, complaining is just part of the culture in which we live. There are some things about which we complain that are minor. There are some things about which we complain that are major. And for some people, what's minor could be major, and other people, what's major could be minor, right? There's kind of a scale there that goes back and forth. You're never quite sure whether it's a major or minor concern. Now, last week, Brandy preached on Psalm 37. And as she did, she talked about don't fret. You remember she quoted Kanye West, "Hold me back, I'm about to spaz." Sometimes in life we spaz. And there are other things about in life about which we don't spaz. And you know something? There are some things in life about which are more than spazzing. It goes way beyond. It's about depression and even despair. This morning, we're taking a look at Psalms 42 and 43. These psalms originally, at least scholars think, were one psalm that were joined together by a common refrain that's repeated three times. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my help and my God." Words of despair. Words of hope. And as we read those words, we can see clearly that this is part of the experience of the person who's writing this psalm. Both despair and hope. It's what we call a lament psalm. A lament is a complaint. And in the Psalms, we see complaints about all kinds of things about people, about God, about life in general. And so this morning, I'd invite you to follow along as I read Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Listen to God's word. "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, from the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, 'Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal decay, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to the place. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Let's pray together. Gracious God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight. For you are the rock and redeemer of our lives. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to understand these Psalms. And as we do, we ask that you would help us to become more of who you have created us to be, that we might walk with you in all of life. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we begin this psalm by someone thirsting for God. Much like a deer pants for water, so this person, this writer, longs for God. Have you ever longed for God in your life? Have you ever longed for God to bring refreshment to your soul? Have you ever longed for God to help you to make sense of all the circumstances and situations in which you find yourself? Have you ever longed for God to answer those nagging questions that continue to keep you up at night? If you have, then you understand this psalmist. He's complaining, God, things aren't working out right. Even my enemies are saying, where's your God? Why doesn't your God show up? You talk about this God all the time. Where is God? And so the psalmist prays the lament. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise you, my Savior, my God. He prays the words, but the words seem to be empty, don't they? He's not getting the help from God that he's longing for. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you're feeling that way this morning. Let me assure you that the path to hope often runs through despair. So in scene one, we have a thirsting and tears. And then we move into scene two, waterfalls and waves. Scene two begins with picking up in the refrain, the word downcast. And he continues to think about being downcast. What does the word downcast mean? Downcast means to be bent over, to be weighted down with this burden that you're carrying. And so the psalmist feels that way. He's burdened and downcast. He's even depressed. He's longing for God not to be distant. But that's all that is felt. The tears of verse 3 become waterfalls and waves at this point. There's a sense of being overwhelmed. There's a sense of drowning in despair. There's a sense of being forgotten by God. Sounds like a complaint, doesn't it? That's what it is. That's what it is. And so he writes the words, "Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, mourning, oppressed by the enemy?" These questions help us to sense God's absence that's being felt by the writer. God's distance. Have you ever felt that God is distant from you? Have you ever felt that God is absent in your life? Well, the psalmist goes again to those words of the refrain. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." The words in this stanza still seem to feel empty, like hope is not there. Hope is elusive. But you know, there's something interesting we can learn about the psalmist right here. We can learn from the psalmist. And that is, even in the midst of the complaint, even in the midst of the bad times, he is still willing to put his hope in the Creator God. Think about that for a moment. When our circumstances are bad, when our situations are bad, we can make a choice. We can make a choice to honor God, to acknowledge who God is, even in the midst of our pain. I remember a time when I was in college, I was dating a young woman, and the relationship was not in a good situation. And I remember looking through the Psalms, and where did I end up? Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. They seemed to express what I was feeling deep inside. And it helped me affirm the fact that God is God. And God is faithful, even in the midst where I'm feeling like I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's coming next. But God is faithful. You see, the path to hope often goes through despair. And so we get to the third stanza. The third scene in this psalm is despair turning to hope. There's something interesting that's going on in this section of the psalm. The laments of the first two sections turn to prayer. Did you notice that? The laments of the first two sections turn to prayer. In the first two sections, there seems to be a conversation going on internally. And in this third section, there's a conversation with God. And isn't it interesting? He says the same things. Except there's a bit more hope here. The prayer, "Vindicate me. Take my defense. Stand on my side. Show up so my enemies can't say, 'Where's your God?' Then rescue me." It's a plea for God's deliverance from his enemies. You notice he asks the same two questions from the second section. "Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?" But this time, there seems to be a little bit more confidence in his voice. And he says, "Send your light and your loving care and let them lead me." He's believing that God is going to lead him back into worship, like the way things used to be, that distant memory he had of going with the procession and worshiping God with others. He longs for that to happen. And then we have the refrain again. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Do you see how the very sense of this psalm begins to change toward hope? That's because the path to hope often goes through despair. And in going through the despair, there's hope on the other side. You know, there's good news here. The good news that there's hope even in the midst of despair. That God knows what we're experiencing. God understands what our circumstances are. God understands our experiences and how they are affecting us. Sure, there may be times where we wonder where God is. There may be times when we feel like we are distant from God. And there may be times when we feel like God is distant from us. So what happens in those times? If God were to come to you and say, "How are you? How are you?" How would you respond? Can't complain? No. Don't say can't complain. Go ahead and complain. It's all right. You have permission. Complain to God. And you know something? God can take it. God can take it. God can take it. This is the beauty of the Psalms. Lament Psalms give us the permission to tell God that life stinks. You might want to use a stronger word. Lament Psalms give us the permission to be honest with God about things that aren't going well, about despair and even depression. And here's the hope that we have, that God is bigger than the situations in which we find ourselves. God is bigger than our circumstances. God is bigger than our experiences. God understands suffering. And God is able to work in us and through us. God is able to work in and through time in our lives. Because, let's face it, hope doesn't just happen immediately, does it? Sometimes we need to go through the despair to appreciate the hope. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. I'm going to ask you to take out your bulletin this morning. Find the passage and the refrain. And let's say it together. Why, my soul, are you downcast? And why so disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Let's do that again. Why, my soul, are you downcast? And why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my help and my God. My friends, the path to hope often goes through despair. May we be people who know the one who is able to turn our despair into hope. May it be so. Amen.